Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new book, brand spanking new, The Third Ingredient, is now at Amazon just for the time being. Ken Davis is our guest, folks. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on the new book, More Deadly Than War, The Hidden History of the Spanish Flu and the First World War. Folks, you know what an important historian Ken is, and how fortunate we are to have him as part of our brain trust. Ken, thanks again for being here, and thanks and congratulations again on another outstanding work. Important story that needs to be told. You've got it out right at the right moment on the 100th anniversary of the influenza that killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, millions of people around the world. The biggest outbreak of this kind of thing since the plague. Actually, there were more than one plague in Europe in the Middle Ages that killed 20 million maybe in Europe. But I want you to talk a little bit about this flu. I'm calling it a black swan event, overlaid the war. You were telling us how inextricable it was. Make a few more points about that. I don't want to give everything away. And then I want to talk quickly about what would happen if we had something like this again.
Yes, let me go first to the war part. We mentioned the fact that young men in army bases were carrying this. There's no question that some of the first incidences of this very, very virulent, deadly flu, which really struck young people more than the elderly and children, which is, you know, much more typical of the flu, mm-hmm. This really cropped up in army bases. And this is because there were more than three dozen army bases had been thrown up around the country in 1917 to train men to go to Europe. One was in Fort Riley. So 50,000 young men crowded into barracks. They weren't even enough barracks. They were sleeping in tents. They were huddling around, you know, fires to stay warm. So crowded together in barracks. One guy gets sick. He's a cook. That starts the flow. Mm-hmm. Within weeks, this had spread to other camps. The doctors didn't know what it was. These guys, young men,
imagine how slow transportation was back in those days. My grandfather was a part of the military. He was a Teamster. You know what that meant? He really drove horses.
Well, you look, of course, at pictures from 100 years ago at these army bases, and these men were still training as if it was the cavalry.
They had thousands of mules that were part of the
mules war. And horses. Millions of horses died in World War One. That's another story. Yeah. So you have all these guys crowded together in barracks, and then they're going to get on troop trains to go to boats, and they're packed onto boats. This is just an explosive virus going around these young men, waiting to explode around the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. As a million men carrying this virus go to Europe. Now, the thing about it was that it was so violent and virulent, Jim. Without getting too grotesque here, these are young men who were healthy. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they were drowning, truly drowning in their own body fluids. They had blood coming from their ears and noses.
Wow.
They were turning blue. Cyanosis is the medical term, because they weren't getting enough oxygen. In fact, they called it at first the purple death.
Right.
And doctors talked about it when it hit New York eventually. Doctors said thousands of people are coming in, they're spitting blood, and they're blue as huckleberries. It's an astonishing image. And if we were having this interview 100 years ago, we'd probably be speaking through gauze masks. Because that's what everyone was required.
Did this have an impact on the war?
It did.
Did it turn the war one way or the other?
It certainly had an impact in the sense that, for instance, in May of 1918, 100 years ago, the British fleet was not able to sail because too many men were sick. At the same time, the Germans had begun a major offensive to try and push the British and the French into the ocean before the Americans started arriving. They knew the Americans were coming in massive numbers. They were making one big push. Russia was out of the war because of the Bolshevik Revolution. So this was their big chance. And they almost succeeded, except they stopped. And it's clear that the German general in charge said we had 500,000 men down with the flu.
Wow.
So did it change the outcome of the war? I don't think so.
Probably not. It did have an impact, didn't it?
And there's another impact that's equally important, perhaps even more important. Woodrow Wilson, after the war is over, goes to Versailles to negotiate mm-hmm. the treaty. He gets the flu. While he's negotiating, his doctor thought he'd been poisoned. He was so sick for days. Many biographers have talked about how this affected him.
Right. His mind was bad at the end of his tenure, wasn't it?
His will, his judgment. People have speculated that the flu might have affected Wilson to the point that he relented on some of the points that he was unwilling to relent on before he went to Paris.
Interesting.
So did it affect the Versailles Treaty, which had, of course, such tremendous impact on what was to come 20 years later in 1939 with another war in Europe?
Right.
We can only speculate about that, but this is the part of the story that the history books left out.
Right.
What did the flu have to do with the war?
I got to wrap it up. Hold on. I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. But I'm going to get you back again. We want to talk about this some more because I want to talk about what would happen if this thing happened again. Are you coming back on Memorial Day?
Let's plan for it.
Okay. And then we'll talk some more about could this happen again. I need some websites. Tell us where to find the book.
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website. There's a link there to the book that has all the online booksellers. It should be in your bookstores today as well.
More Deadly Than War, Kenneth C. Davis. It's all about the history, the fascinating history, and the untold history to a large degree of the flu, the Spanish flu. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.